Hi and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latter. I'd like to thank you once again for attending all the podcasts. Really appreciate it. And in today's podcast, it's just me. And it's a little bit of a shorter one because I just wanted to cover a couple of topics that are really dear to my heart. And they'll be dear to yours as well. And it's often the most common questions that I get asked from coaching clients about where they're getting stuck and how we can help them move forward. So the first area that I want to talk about is focus. You see, wherever you begin to focus your energy and attention, that's where you're going to get most results, okay? So if you're focusing on not having enough money, then that's what you're going to get. You're going to have not enough money. Whereas if you focus on how can I earn more money, how can I make more money, instead of keep on asking yourself, why haven't I got any more money, then that's what you'll get. So you've got to move your focus away from why am I so poor? Why do I never have money? Why do things never go right? Why is everything so rubbish? Now, if you're asking yourself these questions on a daily basis, your mind will run off and it will go and get you the answers. So, for example, if you're overweight and you ask yourself, why am I so overweight? Your mind will run off and it will tell you. It will say, well, you don't do any exercise. You eat too much takeaway food. You're not watching what you eat. Whereas if we asked a better question, and a better question would be something like, how can I lose weight? Or a better question, how can I get fit? How can I get fit? You see the two differences between the questions? The first one was, how can I lose weight? It's a completely different question than how can I get fit? And the next level of question is, how can I get fit and make it fun? Completely different question, and your mind will run off and get you completely different answers. So if you're asking the question, how can I lose weight? You're really focused on losing weight, and you'll be coming up with answers like watching what you eat, which is fine, and that's definitely a method, but it's not as much fun as how can I keep fit and have fun at the same time. When you start asking yourself those questions, you start looking around and going, well, maybe I could go join a football team or a basketball team or a hockey team or a netball team or whatever it happens to be. Maybe I could go join a cycling club or go do a triathlon. Maybe I could join an online group where other people are also trying to get fit and we talk about weightlifting and exercise and that sort of thing rather than just weight loss. Completely different results in the way in which you ask those questions. So part of the problem here is that when you're focused, or if you've got no money, or if you're struggling with your weight, then your focus is always on about the fact that you've got not enough money or the fact that you're carrying excess weight. So we've got to move that focus onto different things. So one of the ways in which we can do this is by setting yourself a challenge or a goal. Now, I like to use 90-day goals because in 90 days, you could lose, what, a pound a week? That's 12 pounds. It's almost a stone. That is life-changing. And you can do that in just 12 weeks, 90 days, 3 months. That's all it's going to take you. So what could you do to change your focus and start focusing on 90-day goals? So for example, you could choose, and listen to the words I'm using here, you could choose, it's a choice. You could choose to lose a pound a week. Now you may be saying, well, that's not a choice, is it? You know, I don't mean to be overweight, it's just how I turned out. And let's face it, if we get down to the nitty-gritty here, it's not just how you turned out. You made choices that led to the consequence of excess weight. It's not something that happens to allow to happen. And you've got a choice as to whether you want that to continue or you want that to change. Or let's say it's that you've got not enough money right now. That is a choice right now. You've chosen, listen to the words, you've chosen not to take care of your financial situation. And that's either by playing bad defense, and by that I mean not knowing how much money you spend, literally not having a clue how much money you're spending each month, and also by playing poor offense, which means that you're not in a position where you're earning more money. And the way in which we get around that is by playing great defense and great offense. So the first start of playing great defense from a money perspective is you've got to start writing down every single thing that you spend. You've got to have budgets in place for absolutely everything that might happen in the coming month. If it's not in a budget, it doesn't get spent. It's exactly the same. See, one of the things I hear all the time is that there's two excuses. okay, that's stopping people. One is, I haven't got enough money. And the second one is, I haven't got enough time. They're the two things that I hear constantly, day after day. And yet, when we actually look at how many times are you actually looking at how much money you're spending? How much time are you actually spending on managing that weight and actually consciously making a decision, consciously choosing what foods to put in your mouth and how much exercise to take? How much you're going to spend on that credit card and how much you're going to save? Most people, unfortunately, they're not making it as a conscious decision. They're making it as an emotional decision. Time and money are very emotional subjects. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or you feel like you haven't got enough time, usually we'll turn to food. And it's not a conscious decision, it's an emotional decision. And food is, you know, definitely plugs the gaps for emotion, doesn't it? What happens when we feel a bit down? We go buy some cakes, we eat some crisps, whatever. But it's about making the right decisions. And when you want to get focused on doing the right thing, sometimes it's about just grabbing a pen, a piece of paper, and working out what you would prefer to do instead. So rather than reaching for the crisps or the cake because you're going through something emotionally, what would you prefer to do? How about if you went for a run instead? By the way, you're going to get secondary and tertiary benefits when you go for a run. One, you're going to feel better. Two, you're going to start losing some weight. Three, that's going to make you feel better. Four, you get some endorphins released, which is going to go complete the cycle again. You're going to want to go out running again. I mean, let's get this down. I hate running. Just running for running's sake. I wish I was one of those people who loved running, but I really don't. So I go do something else. I play basketball, as it happens. And those that have met me, you'll know that I'm height challenged in the nicest possible way. I'm 5'7"-ish on a good day, and I probably should have been a jockey on a horse or something. But anyway, but that's what I do. And I go shoot hoops for an hour, and it gets me out of breath, and the weight starts to drop off, and then I feel better about doing it, so I go and do it more. I then start playing better in a game, and so on. But I've consciously made the decision of how to respond. So if I'm feeling down, I go and do that. Or if I'm feeling emotional, then I'll go do that as well. And you can as well. It's about making the right choices. So if you want to get that focus, this is what I'd recommend. Step one is write down what you would like to achieve in the next 90 days. So go ahead, grab a pen, grab some paper. If you're driving or if you're out on a run, obviously that's a little bit harder. But what would be your 90-day goal? Now, it doesn't have to be weight loss. We've just chosen that as a random idea to talk about. But let's say it's money, or let's say it's marketing, or let's say it's lead generation. Let's say it's about going out and dropping 10,000 leaflets in the next 90 days. By the way, that's a 30-day goal, 10,000 leaflets. You know, it only takes you a month maximum to get to a stage where you've got 10,000 leaflets, you've got the people ready to drop them, and then you're dropping them. In 30 days, if you did that, you're probably going to get a couple of leads for buying properties below market value or some lease options and so on. And that is the beginning of you beginning to change your life. Over a 90-day period, you should be looking really at having completed your first deal. That's what's possible in 90 days. We've just, in the last couple of days actually, we've got a client and he's been coaching for about a month, maybe 6 weeks actually, thinking about it. Was it about 2 months, actually? Sorry, it's about 2 months, I would say. And he's just taken on his first rent-to-rent deal. So that's where you rent a property from a landlord and then you sublet each room on a room-by-room basis. And he's making £700 per month profit. That's after all his costs, £700 a month, and he's done that in 2 months. Now, just out of interest, how many of those deals would you need to be financially free? Let's say it's 10. Let's say it's 10 of those deals. That'd be £7,000 a month. I think that would cover it for most people. If you need more than that, you need to go back to your expenses and work out what on earth you're spending all that money on. And you've got to clear out some of that stuff. You know, if you're buying big fancy cars, big screen TVs, luxury houses, you've got your priorities wrong to begin with. You've got to go all the way back, get all your basics down. Financial freedom comes from not spending too much. That sounds crazy, right? I know people think it's all about Ferraris and penthouses and so on, and it is eventually, but you only get there when you become financially free, and then you add more money into that financial freedom amount that you're making each month, and then you can go out and get a little bit more fancy. You see, Larry Bird, a basketball player from the 80s, he said, it's the basics that count first. Passing, dribbling and shooting. Once you've got the basics down, then you can start to get a little bit more fancy. But what tends to happen is that people are desperate to get fancy first to make it look like they're wealthier than they actually are. I've had Porsches and I've had penthouses and I've got rid of all that stuff. Heck, my car now is a canoe that I go in the sea with. I've got a crappy car in the UK worth about £1,000 and I've got a crappy car here in Spain. That's not what it's about for me anymore. It's about time freedom. That's definitely what I get now. And I wake up and I go do whatever I want to do. But I've only been able to do that because, one, I've curtailed my expenditure, and two, I focused on that financial freedom figure. How much is it that you need each month? So the first step then is writing down that 90-day goal, 12 weeks, 3 months. What is that? You can accomplish an awful lot in 3 months' time. If you got your first deal, that would open up the floodgates for more deals, and then your confidence would increase. And then once you've got the system in place, then you just keep doing the system. And you keep doing the system until you get exactly what you want. So we just come off our mastermind event. So when you sign up with coaching with me, you get a couple of things. The first thing that you get is a couple of webinars every month. They're usually 2 a month. But we also do a mastermind day, which is a live event from 2 till about 10 p.m. So it goes 2 till 7, lots of content, and then we go out for networking and have some food and get to know each other and so on. It's pretty cool. And while we were at the mastermind event, we actually came up with 8 different steps on how to lose weight. Now, as it happens, 6 of those steps are exactly the same on how to make money. And I'm going to tell you what those steps are. So for losing weight, the first 2 steps are obvious. They're so obvious, you'd think I wouldn't need to tell you. But when I look at people wanting to lose weight, they usually miss out one of these steps. So the first one is exercise. It's so obvious. If you want to lose weight, you've got to move more, right? Everybody knows that. But there's a reason why people are still not losing weight. And that's down to the other 6 steps that no one really talks about. So we're going to tell you what those are. But step 1 is exercise. Step 2 is to diet. And I don't really like the word diet. The fact it's got the word die in it. Pretty much sums it up for me. 95% of all diets don't work. If it did work, Weight Watchers would be out of business by now. But clearly it doesn't work because that's why they're so popular. I know people who've won Weight Watchers of the Month award and they've won it like 12 months in a row. Or certainly 12 times. It's because they keep losing the same 10 pounds. They lose it, put it back on, lose it, put it back on. The reason they do that is because of the other 6 reasons, which I'm going to cover. Now, these other 6 reasons are also how you would make more money. So let me cover what those are. Number 3 is time. You've got to allocate the time to losing weight and time to making more money. And so time management comes into it. We talk a lot about time management. If you can cover your time management and get that down, you really wouldn't need a coach. Everything in your life would just click into place and would just work. But most people's time managements are based upon a very poor strategy of just writing it down on a list and hoping to get through the list. It's not a great strategy, and there are better strategies out there. We cover them during the coaching. The next one is motivation. How do you keep motivation going every single day? So there's different things that you can do. So for example, in the coaching, we have a Facebook group. And in that Facebook group, we cover, or people come back with, I've done this today, I've done that today, and people put videos or quotes, and they get inspired and they get motivated. During our webinars, we have a section where we cover our wins for the last 2 weeks. And people have covered all sorts of things, from closing a deal, making £700 a month, to closing a book deal, to becoming best-selling authors, all sorts of different things go in there. You can watch YouTube videos for some very emotional stuff. Eric Thomas is a very inspirational person to watch on YouTube, along with people like Tony Robbins and so on. There's loads of emotional and inspirational videos that you can watch as well. Downloading podcasts. There's so many different podcasts on every single aspect, but there are loads of inspirational and motivational podcasts. The podcast series that you're listening to right now, for example, we've got interviews with people who've literally come from nothing and ended up with multi-million pound portfolios and become very wealthy. Okay, so the next area that you need to look at is discipline. If you haven't got the discipline not to eat the chocolate eclair, you're going to find losing weight pretty difficult. If you haven't got the discipline to get your butt off to the gym, you're going to find losing weight difficult. If you haven't got the discipline to do your time management, the discipline to run a marketing campaign, the discipline to check your emails and email people back and phone people back, you're going to find it very, very difficult. So what about the next one? Number six is desire. You've got to really want it. You've got to really want that result. So what is that result going to get for you? So if you're going to lose weight, let's say you're going to lose 12 pounds in the next 12 weeks, what will that get you? Or what about the money? What would getting more money do for you? Would that pay off your debt? Would that make you feel more stable? Maybe you could quit your job. What would that do for you? Would that get you some more time freedom? What would that do for you? More time with the family? More opportunities to teach your kids about the important things in life instead of going to work all day? So this is where desire comes into it. What is you achieving, whatever the goal is in the next 90 days, what is that going to do for you? And once you know what that is, write it down. Close your eyes, step into that goal and imagine being right there inside that goal. Imagine what it's going to feel like. Imagine the words that you're going to tell yourself. Imagine the words that your friends and family are going to speak to you with. What would they be saying to you? How impressed would they be if you were able to achieve that 90-day goal? Now, that will align yourself to that desire of that goal, and that just makes everything else that much more easier. Okay, number seven that we identified was courage. You know, if you're going to lose 12 pounds in 12 weeks, it takes courage to do that. If you're going to increase your income in the next 12 weeks, it takes courage. You've got to do stuff that you've never done before. If you're going to cut costs in the next 12 weeks, that's going to take courage as well. We've got Christmas coming up. And there's always birthdays and everything else that comes up, Valentine's Day. And there's always, you know, holidays, all sorts of things that you should be spending your money on. But it also takes courage because your peer group are going to be saying, why are you doing that? Why are you saving that money? Why are you so tight? My friends, they said it to me. Why are you so tight with your money? I remember I had this bright yellow 911 Porsche, beautiful car, convertible. And my friends were out drinking for a few pints. And my friend said, is it your round? And I was like, well, I got the last round. And they're like, but you're minted, you're loaded. You know, you've got that nice car, it should be your round. And it's like, yeah, the reason I've got that nice car is because I don't just spend money on giving you pints. You've got to have courage to do that, courage to stand up for yourself and courage to fight for what you believe in when everybody else around you is really, you know, they're going to push against that. Now, the final one, step eight, and bear in mind, this comes down to weight loss and making more money. This is why we went through these. But the final one is sleep. Like, I'm dreadful now. So I'm 43 now and I'm dreadful at this, but I need more sleep now than ever. We got a 12-month-old baby, and you know, for those first 12 months, you really try and get as much sleep as you can, don't you? But now I'm still desperate for more sleep, and I need 8 to 10 hours sleep every night. That's not easy when you know, it's sort of later nights and earlier mornings. That's not as easy. But certainly on weight loss, if you're losing weight and you're eating correct food, you're eating clean food, and you're going to the gym, you've got to recover. And then if you're allocating time management into making more money, and you're watching YouTube videos, and you're becoming motivated, and you're disciplined, and you've got the desire, and you're using all the courage, you've got to recover. And that comes down to making more sleep and getting that sleep booked in. So where did all this come from? All this came from talking about what our focus is. And we talked about getting 90-day goals, 12 weeks, 3 months. You can do an awful lot in that time period. So listen, the takeaway from this podcast is you've got to get that sheet of paper. If you can't do it right now, then do it when you get home or do it when you get to the office, wherever you can do it. Open up your mobile phone, open up the notes section on there, and start typing or start writing one of those 90-day goals. So if you're earning, let's say, £200 a month in your part-time business, how can you triple that? How can you earn £600 a month? And by the way, when you're earning £600 a month and you're saving £400 a month more, that's an extra £1,000 a month. That's £12,000 a year. what could you do with £12,000? An awful lot, right? After just 12 months of saving £12,000, that could be three properties on lease options or rent to rent that you've actually paid a property sourcer to find at £3,000 each. £3,000 to £4,000 each. That's the potentiality of you increasing your income and cutting your costs. Cutting your costs is just the most important thing you could do right now. And no one ever talks about it. It's like this taboo subject. Listen, I'm not keen on just cutting costs and just playing great defence. You've got to play great offence as well. Because if you're not doing that, you're never going to grow and move forward. You're always going to be in a position of scarcity. But for most people, they've never even looked at those costs. So you've got to start cutting those costs back down. And when you put all of these in place, especially things like time management, when you put your time management in place, you'll end up not feeling overwhelmed anymore. Because the overwhelm comes from not knowing how much work you need to do or how much work there is actually to do. So for most people, you feel like you've got this enormous mountain of work, and actually you haven't, but you haven't quantified it. That's one of the reasons why time management works. So listen, I'd love to get some feedback from you. We're putting out these podcasts and it's awesome to put them back out there, and it's even better to get feedback coming back through. So please go ahead, go visit the website at www.daniellatter.co.uk. If you want to contemplate getting coaching with me, then go to the Work With Me section. There's a strategy session form that you can fill in there. And we're getting clients all the time, but we only take on a limited number each and every month, because that's what we want to do. We don't want 100 clients signing up every month. It's just not what we do. So we only take on a couple of people each month, and they sign up and they're with us for sort of 9 to 12 months for a period of time. And as they go through that period of time, we cover everything that we've talked about in this podcast. But more importantly, I'd love to get your feedback. So if you can just drop me an email, that would be wonderful. So my email address is me@daniellatter.co.uk. And until the next podcast, we'll speak to you soon. Take care.